From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. The leaders of Europe have just finished an emergency summit in Paris. The topic? The world's financial crisis. The goal? Bolster the struggling banking system before Europe's shaky markets open Monday morning. NPR's Frank Langfitt is following the story and joins me now in the studio. Frank, the governments of Europe have been racing against the clock here to restore confidence. What did they come up with?
Well, this is a real high-stakes game. I think, as everybody knows, the credit markets are freezing and they got to move fast. According to a statement that came out in Paris, they're planning to guarantee future loans between banks until the end of next year. This is a big deal and it's really important. It goes to the heart of the problem. You know, right now, banks here in the United States, in Europe, they don't trust each other. They're afraid they won't be able to repay the loans. What the government's saying is, you know, we'll be good for it. And so this hope is it's going to get banks lending again and break loose this credit.
As I understand it, Frank, one problem is that European banks are facing big losses, and so they don't have the capital to lend out money. How are the European leaders addressing that?
Well, the suggestion now is that some of the governments will recapitalize banks. What that means simply is put a lot of money into the banks so they can start lending again. And the governments are expected to take shares in the banks in return, so if the banks do well, taxpayers would actually benefit. Italy, France, and Germany should have announcements on this tomorrow.
Interesting. So what's the reaction so far to the plan?
Well, it's just coming out. And initial comments, people are reasonably hopeful. Here's the IMF managing director, Dominique Strauss-Kahn. He was at a news conference this afternoon.
Don't put in my mouth that I'm assured that everything will work. But I'm confident. I'm confident because I think that what has been done during these last days is exactly the type of action we have to take.
Frank, the Europeans are talking about putting more money into banks directly, as you said. How does this square with what the U.S. is planning on doing?
This is exactly the direction we're going. You remember the bailout? We had that big,
right?
You know, big kerfuffle over the bailout. Mm-hmm. We've moved in a different direction now. Instead of buying toxic mortgage assets first, what the Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson wants to do is go directly and put money into banks.
Okay, it's one thing for Europe to do that, but the U.S., a bastion of capitalism, partly nationalizing banks? I mean, are there examples in other countries that U.S. leaders are looking to here?
In a word, Sweden. They did this back in the 1990s. They faced a very, very similar, it's eerily similar what happened. Big real estate bubble, loose credit, it crashes, banks get into huge trouble. The Swedes did this exact same thing. They put money in, they took stock. Eventually, they got the banks going again, saved taxpayers a fair bit of money, and it's widely considered, you know, very successful.
So people think that'll work here?
Well, they think it might. I mean, there are a lot of economists who are now quite upbeat about this idea, and what they like about it is it's just faster than waiting to try to price mortgage-backed assets, with, you know, securities, which most people don't really have a feel for. This morning, I met with one of the architects of the Swedish rescue plan. His name's Bo Lundgren. He was here in town for all these global financial meetings. And he says, of course, there are differences. The Swedish economy is much, much smaller than the U.S. economy. They were dealing with mortgages. We're dealing with mortgage-backed securities, which are much more complicated to price. But overall, he was fairly hopeful. And here's what he had to say.
One thing I know for sure is that it won't be what happened in 1933. All the tools that the government and the Fed has to work with today are much better. They know much more. You'll have unemployment, and I'm quite sure that also the banking system will be sound in a year from now.
An upbeat thought, Frank, right now.
Yeah, you don't hear that much these days at all. I mean, last week, keep in mind, I mean, every day we were watching the United States stock market going down, or it would begin to rebound, and then at the end it would just plummet. And it's nice to hear, at least at the moment, a few upbeat comments. And I think what they like, what they're seeing, is more coordination globally.
NPR's Frank Langfitt. Thanks very much, Frank.
Happy to do it, Andrea.